بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، ما بعد. Firstly, with regard to the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is the only way to gain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Allah ta'ala informs us, that commands Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to tell us, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِ. If you want the love of Allah, or if I think I got the love of Allah, then what is the criteria to check? فَاتَّبِعُونِ. How much am I following my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And what you'll get in return? يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. You'll become the beloved of Allah. And when Allah makes you His beloved, He won't leave any thorns behind. يَخْفِرْ لَكُمْ. Allah will wipe out all your past stories. So it is important that we learn the sunnahs of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with great relief, enjoyment. And we realize I can't do without this way of life. Yesterday we learned with regard to when relieving ourselves, then don't enter the toilet with any ring or anything that has got Allah's name or Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's name or anything on top. We should take it out and then enter the toilet. Similarly, we got Quran Sharif in our pocket, try and put it one side and then go to toilet. Then today we learn, when relieving oneself, do not speak except out of absolute necessity. These days we have a bad habit sometimes, we're just speaking, and especially some students, any, you think your friend is next door, now you ask him how far, how, all that is not, it's again the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Also do not engage in any zikr whilst in the toilet. Try your best not to even think about Allah Ta'ala while in the toilet, because it's just respect. And normally we are students, we thinking of our door, we thinking of something. So sometimes unintentionally you're reading in the toilet, then our ulama have taught us, then bite your tongue in the toilet. Then you won't able to read. Otherwise you'll be reading and you won't realize I'm reading door in the toilet, which is totally disrespectful. And as we explained it, danger to our iman also. And where we have reached today, that worse than the toilet, all the sports arenas in that, and we also say it's dawat. On the one hand, Allah's name, Kalam-e-Pak is recited, and then music, more faultier than all stool and urine. And you're mixing the two. And we say the ummah is giving dawat. Alhamdulillah. What dawat are we giving? So be extremely careful and ensure the droplets of urine and stool do not splash upon one, as most of the punishment of the grave is due to not protecting oneself from urine splashes. You should be very careful. And then that is why try and use paper, toilet paper, throw down in the pen, and so that the splashes don't splash upon us, on our shoes or on our sandals or anything. This is extremely important. Allah give us tawfiq to bring alive every sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to have love for every sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those that we can practice upon in this time and age, and those that we can't even practice upon. But to love the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Further, we carry on with our sabaks of this very, very important, very, very great gift and ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, and that is to be in the company of Allah Ta'ala, to be so close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as if you are at the feet of Allah ta'ala. And that is salah. But if we know what salah is all about. If we don't know what salah is all about, then it's just namaz. If I'm late, I'm late. If I'm early, I'm early. And that is why Hazrat mentions here that first of all, Allah didn't just send us in the world and leave us now, lead your own life. Allah made all the arrangements to come do what we're supposed to do, to get the irfan, to get the recognition of Allah. And when you get the recognition of Allah, then what enjoyment of life you in, you can't imagine. Even you alone in a jungle, but you thinking of Allah, you are must, you in a different world. And people think, oh, look at that person. And when we don't realize that we need to get the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we'll just take it for granted. Or we'll have our idea of ma'rifat, of recognition of Allah. Like in the time of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, there was a poor ordinary shepherd. And every day he used to go out grazing and looking after his sheep, then to gather the sheep, One runs that side, one runs that side. He has to run after it, get tired. So then after he took his sheep home, then he was sitting in solitude and saying, "Oh Allah, that I wish I knew where you were. That I just look after a few sheep and I get so tired. Running this side, running that side. Oh Allah, you looking after the whole world. You looking after all your creation. How tired you must be getting, oh Allah. And I wish I know where you stay, oh Allah. Please tell me where you stay. So I can come and I can malish your head. I can press your legs. I can put oil in your head, etc. Oh Allah, I just graze my sheep. I don't get time to bath properly. Where you must be getting time for all this, oh Allah." So while he was saying this, Musa alayhi salam happened to be walking past. And he heard, "What is this banda saying?" And Musa alayhi salam was a Jalali Nabi. That he was very thin. When anybody broke Allah's command, he used to get very angry. So when he heard this, immediately he stopped there and he reprimanded this poor shepherd that how can you talk words like this? Kufriya kalimat. Allah doesn't need to be malished. Allah doesn't get tired. So then immediately after that, Allah revealed to Musa alayhi salam that, "Oh Musa, this banda of mine, he loves me, but he doesn't know who I am. Teach him who am I." And that is why marifat of Allah, you can't get by just learning and reading kitabs. You just read in the kitabs, etc., you won't get marifat. Marifat comes from the heart of those who know Allah. Allah, so Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Allahu Akbar. And that is why our Shaykh explained, Allah Ta'ala says, "Ar-Rahman, fas'al bihi khabira." You want to know how great is Allah. And as great as Allah is, like in this world, a person has got some authority. Then he's not merciful. He just pass or do what he wants to, pass a law what he wants to, etc. He don't think of people. Allah is not just authoritative, and Allah is not just control, the controller. Nobody can question Allah, but Allah is Ar-Rahman. Allah is very merciful. So our Dada Shaykh says, Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say, when he Shaykh Hazrat Shah Abdul Ghani Pulpuri Rahmatullah Alayhi used to read this ayat that Allah is telling you how you'll come to know about me. Ar-Rahman, fas'al bi khabira. Allah is very merciful. Agar Allah ko pehchanna chahte, jo ba khabar hai, usko puche. Ask those who know about Allah. He says, mujhe wajh aata hai to get enjoyment at how Allah brought me to my Shaykh to teach me who is Allah Rabbul Izzat. Wow, how great is Allah. On the one hand, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam heard these qualities of Allah Ta'ala, that, "Oh Allah, you are Zul Jalal, and together wal Ikram." We read it in the Asma'ul Husna. Zul Jalali wal Ikram. Zul Jalali means a person of might, of power, a person who can use his authority, and a person who's got all the power and all the strength. Nobody in the world can overpower him. On the other hand, you Zul Ikram. "Oh Allah, explain to me and show me, how are you both at the same time? On the one hand, you're so powerful, you're so mighty. On the other hand, you Zul Ikram, you're so kind. You're so, Zul Ikram, Ikram actually means Sahibul Faizil Am. That great being whose generosity and whose kindness is Am. It's for every creation. Allah doesn't only take care of the pious. Allah doesn't only take care of the believers. Allah takes care of everybody. And how Allah takes care, Allahu Akbar. So Musa alayhi salam was walking in the jungle. He said, "Oh Allah, show me this quality practically. That how you Zul Ikram. On the one hand you got that might and power. On the other hand you got so your mercy is armed." Allah said, "Okay Musa, you're walking in the jungles. You got your asa. Now you'll find a big rock as you're walking. So take your asa and hit that rock." Musa alayhi salam carried on. He found that rock. He hit that rock. The rock split. So he saw another rock in that rock. So he said, Allah again told him, hit the second rock. He hit the second rock. The second rock split. There was another rock in that second rock. Then Allah told him, now hit the third rock. He hit the third rock. And that's where he saw Allah's quality of Zul Ikram. What he sees when the third rock split, he sees a beautiful green worm. And that green worm has got a green leaf in its mouth. And that worm is making zikr of Allah. Subhana mayyarani. Subhana mayyarani. Wa ya'rifu makani. Wa yasma'u kalami. Wa yarzukuni. Wa la yansani. Oh Allah, you are so pure. You are so magnificent that you are you controlling the whole world and you don't forget me. Subhanamayya, who you are seeing me all the time. And when a worm knows in the crevices of the rock, Allah is seeing me. Then we insan, don't we know, Alam ya'alam bi anna Allah yara. Allah is watching me. And don't take it in a negative sense. Take it in a positive sense. Like this worm is making zikr. Allah is looking and Allah is getting happy. And this worm is saying, oh Allah, you are pure. That you control the world. You don't have to think of me. But how you say things? Subhana mayya rani. Wa ya'rifu makan. You know my address. You know exactly where I live, oh Allah. And you listen to my talk. You listen to my zikr. And Allahu Akbar. How Allah listens to His creation. The whole world can be talking together at the same time in different languages. Allah, don't get confused one billionth of a second. What this one said, what that one said, what that one said. And if you got no tongue, you dumb. Then Allah listens to the talk of your heart also. That is our Allah. So when you get a brief idea that who is Allah, this marifat of Allah, then like when you come to know this person, he's such a no, he's a qari, the way he reads, hey, I must go listen to him. Then you hear, now he's not just a qari, he is a great alim also, man. And how he teaches, then you come to know he's a great mufti. This person, he lectures all the ulama, etc. And he's a very, now you said, and then you come to know, not only that, he's a very, very pious man. He's a tahajjud guzar. He gets up middle of the night. And he makes tahajjud, and he's got, now you start loving that person. And you say, I wish I can be in his company. I wish I can make his khidmat. Allahu Akbar. When we get an idea of who Allah Rabbul Izzat is, and we can talk, the whole world can talk, and talk about Allah's marifat, we haven't reached an iota of how great is Allah Rabbul Izzat. But we just get a glimpse, then we'll understand why Allah is calling us to him. Now you get that love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how Allah ta'ala listens to the, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us one dua. And that, oh Allah, you are that great being that you don't get confused when people are asking you. People are making dua all together. You don't get confused. You don't say, what did you say? What did you say? We 2-3 children of ours just talking, say one at a time. I don't know what you're saying. Yeah, Allah knows everything. Allah Ta'ala won't say that, wait in the queue. You're number 47 in the queue. And we will attend to you just now. And what language press? One for English, press two for some other language. Allah knows all the languages. And how Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So as you sit in the company of those who know about Allah, and they teach us how magnificent that Allah Ta'ala is giving this worm, he says that, oh Allah, وَيَرْزُقُنِي. Allah is not just the generous, and Allah wants to bless us, sahibul faizul am. Why Allah created us? Allah is independent. Allah does, وَرَبُّكَ الْغَنِي ذُو الرَّحْمَةِ. That, oh Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, inform my servant, inform your ummah, your Rabb is ghani, he is independent. He doesn't need malaika, he doesn't need anbiya, he doesn't need anybody. Then why is Allah Ta'ala telling us to worship Allah? Zur Rahmah. This is the demand of the mercy of Allah. And out of Allah's mercy, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Allah gave us existence. And then not just gave us existence, that now my bandas, you all go on the earth, now you go work hard, work for your rosy, work for your, to gain marifat, etc. No, Allah Ta'ala's generosity is such, Allah Ta'ala says, I will do your work for you. La nas'aluka rizqa. We not asking you for your rizq, that we will supply to you. Your work is to find out, who am I? And that also Allah didn't send us that we find out on our own. Allah sent Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the greatest benefactor, and that great person who had the greatest marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to say, ma arafnaka haqqa marifati. Oh Allah, we cannot recognize you as we ought to be recognized. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught the Sahaba radiallahu anhu this marifat of Allah, and as they sat in the company of Allah ta'ala, one is to hear the word, but one is actually the nur of iman that penetrates, the nur of marifat that penetrates from the heart to heart. And that is why Allah said, Ar-Rahman, fas'al bi khabira. Ask those who know about me. In other words, go to their company, sit in their company. Allah's mercy is descending upon them. And then when they talk like myself, just words coming out. they talk from the heart. You'll see how that heart of yours, that is hard like rock, it will start melting. And then you'll think how magnificent, how great is Allah. Then you'll understand what is the tasawwuf all about. That you must be thinking, you must be in the thoughts of Allah Ta'ala all the time. You say, I can't think of Allah in namaz, where I'm going to think? But when Sahaba sat in the company of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they couldn't stop thinking of Allah Ta'ala. So much so that Hazrat Hanzala radiallahu, great Sahabi, he goes home, and now when you're sitting with your family, you start joking, etc. Although he was joking, but they were not unmindful of Allah. But when they were in the sohbat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, like we see when we in Hazrat Majlis, how your iman is boosted, and how you think of akhirat, etc. So when you go home, now you say, oh, I don't have that same feeling. What's happening? So Sahaba were worried. He went home and he said, he sat with his family and then he thought a while, he got up. He said, Hanzala, you are munafiq. He said, why? And he came out of his house. Said, Abu Bakr now met him. He says, where are you going? He says, I'm going to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Say, why? Just time of the day. He says, Hanzala is munafiq. Abu Bakr says, can't be. Say, why? He says, when I'm in the company of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then Jannah, Jahannam is in front of me. Allah is, so to say, in front of me. When I go home and I sit with my family, then it's not so right in front of me how Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and in the sohbat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Hazrat Abu Bakr says, I'm the same. So let's both of us go, Allahu Akbar. That was their fikr of Iman. We think, ah, now what's the khanka now? They just talk about zikr, etc. No, the ma'rifat of Allah. Then when they came to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Hanzala, that condition is good for you. Otherwise, Malaika will be walking all the time in the road and making salam to you all. So Allah's system is that level that you have to remain stable. We are not Malaika. We are, so Allah Ta'ala wants to give us and Allah wants to bless us with this ma'rifat to get enjoyment of life. Then we'll know what is the spilt and dirt. You walk by, you drive past these terrible places, the lights are bright, you won't even want to look there. How Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to pass the ruins of Ad and Samud, where they were destroyed, and all the buildings, all laying broken. But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to cover his head and tell the Sahaba, let your horses move faster, move away from such places where Allah's anger came. And we, when we don't know what is marifat all about, so Allah Ta'ala, who's so kind, who's so merciful, and then Allah Ta'ala send us to learn his marifat. Allah made the arrangement, and then Allah didn't send us here that we have to work for our rosy, that we have to this thing. So a person thinks, if I don't go work, how I mean, it's just like a slave. The master said, I'll give you your food, but just come collect it this time. So he's a slave, he don't expect his master to come and give it to him on his left. So to show that we are the slaves of Allah, which is the greatest position, as we will learn in front, that to be a slave of Allah is the greatest honor. Now you go and collect your food from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now when you go collect, don't forget what's your main duty. To be in the obedience of Allah. Not you go to your work and you forget about Allah. And you think, no, without going to work, how am I going to get my food, etc. Allahu Akbar. The way Allah Ta'ala is kindness, Allah's generosity. Allah, like we know, some person, now you want to be in the company of Allah. You want to make the khidmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But first understand the ma'rifat of Allah. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the way Allah feeds. Allah feeds all His creation, all the time. And Allah is not just feeding His creation. Who is our Allah? Rabbul Alameen. Allah is that great, great being who brought everything from non-existence into existence. Not what the stupid scientists are teaching us today. Matter cannot be created, it cannot be destroyed. Allah creates matter, Allah destroys matter. Allah doesn't need raw materials. Allah created the whole world. All the creation Allah Ta'ala created was just one kun. And Mufassirin explained, even the calf and the noon don't meet, Allah's command comes into existence. That is Allah. Allah is our khalaqi azim. Allah is our mighty creator. And how Allah Ta'ala feeds, Allahu Akbar. And the first of all, understand, Allah didn't create just me. Rabbul Alameen. And Allah teaches us from beginning, why I created you, gain the marifat. Alhamdulillah, all praises only for that being who brought from non-existence into existence all the universes. Mufassireen, what all the knowledge Allah gives them, their taqwa, Allah opens their mind. They get a brief idea. Some Mufassireen have said there are over 80,000 universes. Allahu Akbar. And just one creation of Allah, how many species? One creation of Allah, how many different ends? How many different kinds of ends? Allah created all of that. And how Allah creates? Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala, according to World Health Organization, many years ago our Hazrat explained that the statistics was that 300,000 babies are born every day throughout the world. Now 300,000 babies, Allah is supplying 600,000 eyes, 600,000 ears every day. And not one mother knows which minute that farishta came, that angel came and put the eyes in my baby. No statement came. Here you just take your wife for a checkup. She's expecting. Before the doctor even checks you, you already get your bill. Now you're scared already. And your wife is getting more panicked. Ya Allah Ta'ala, Allahu Akbar. Allah didn't send any statement to any mother, any father, that tomorrow we're installing eyes in your baby, you must pay up $200,000. Allahu Akbar. Whereas the people of the world, the little we come to know, we manufacture one toy, or we manufacture now sophistication, we manufacturing computer parts, or we manufacturing parts of jet. Very, very sophisticated part. So we need factories with a lot of light. And we have to be working 24/7. And there has to be lights all the time. One small chip and you making a big issue. I need so much light. Allah is making the greatest machine who's making all these other things. And where is Allah making us? يَخْلُقُكُمْ فِي بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ خَلْقًا مِّن بَعْدِ خَلْقٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتٍ ثَلَاثٍ. Allah says, all of you mankind put together, we creating you in the womb of your mother. In three layers of darkness. The darkness of the embryonic sac, then the darkness of the womb itself, then the darkness of the skin over the body. And in all layers of darkness, Allah Ta'ala is making that beautiful baby. And Allah Ta'ala is putting your beautiful eyes. And Allah is putting Allahu Akbar. A person asks and see how Allah Ta'ala gives marifat to his friends and those who excel and want to learn the marifat of Allah. Allah gives them what knowledge of deen, what marifat. Somebody asked Imam Shafi rahmatullahi, mad dalilu ala wahdaniyatillah. What is the proof there is only one Allah, only one creator? You say one creator. What is the proof? He, according to the level of the person, he knew. He didn't give big dalail from Quran Sharif and lot of ahadith. He gave him a simple thing. He says, what I see with a clear proof of Allah, I see one very beautiful oval white palace. That palace is beautiful, oval and a small, white, beautiful palace. And it is totally sealed. There's not a pin hole also that oxygen can go in that palace. And I just see that palace, it stays at one place for 21 days. After that I see that palace just splits open. And when that palace splits open, inside that palace is bright and yellow, very beautiful coloring inside. But what do I see? All of a sudden I see a small beautiful chick just starts coming out and starts walking out. So who has put that chick in that palace? Who is it? So what an egg, Imam Shafi explained, if you can't see Allah from that small egg, where you are? So somebody, and just our minds will open up, our hearts will open up when we sit in the company of the friends of Allah. Those are arifin, like how Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam opened the minds of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And Allah is so generous, Allah is so kind. Allah doesn't only feed the believers, Allah doesn't only feed the pious servants, Allah feeds all the believers also, and not only the believers, Allah feeds the kafirs also, and not only the kafirs, even the atheists Allah Ta'ala feeds, and those who swear Allah, those who say there's no God, Allah feeds them also. Allahu Akbar. We know the famous incident of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. He should never eat without a guest. One day he couldn't find a guest. He found one old man who was a fire worshipper. So he said, come, be my guest. He said, okay. When he came and he put the food down, he said, read Bismillah. Take Allah's name. The old man said, who is Allah? I don't worship Allah. And I'm not going to take Allah. Ibrahim al-Islam, friend of Allah. If you talk bad of your friend, how angry he'll get. He says, no, then you can't eat my food. He went out. Immediately he went, he left, he took him out of the house. Then Allah sent Wahi, O Ibrahim, go and look for that man and go and bring him and see that he comes back on your dastarkhan. And he doesn't worship me, he's 90 years, he's worshipping fire, and I give him his food every day. One day he came to your dastarkhan and you chased him away. Allahu Akbar. Ibrahim alayhi salam went looking for that man, tired. He found him somewhere. He said, please come. He says, I'm not going to tell you, read what you told me. I'm not going to take the name of your creator, whatever. He says, no problem, just come and eat with me. When he came to sit and eat, he says, now how come you came to look for me and bring me back? He says, my Allah informed me, 90 years you don't worship him. He's feeding you till today. He says, is that Allah who's feeding me? Then he realized and he came to his senses. Allah Ta'ala, Allahu Akbar. Imagine, we think now Allah gave us existence and now Allah gave us some strength. And Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala says that how Allah Ta'ala creates us from weakness. Then Allah gives us little strength. And خَلَقَكُمْ مِنْ دُوْفٍ ثُمَّ مِنْ بَعْدِ دُوْفٍ قُوَّةٍ ثُمَّ مِنْ بَعْدِ قُوَّةٍ دُوْفًا. Now you get some strength. And now you get, Allah Ta'ala gave you lot of wealth also. And now you become like your own. أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْعَالَى. That don't I own this whole, the city? Don't I own this country of Egypt? Don't you see that river is flowing under my command? Allahu Akbar. And Allah Ta'ala sends Musa alayhi salam to inform him. But we don't realize. So we think that no, I am controlling this whole big the empire of mine. I set it up, etc. Allah Ta'ala says, Halata alal insan heenum minad dahri lam yakun shay'an mazkura. Insan, now we gave you some might and power, little intelligence, little control. Did you think if you are 40 years, 1 minute before 40, where were you in the world? Who spoke about you? Who taught about you? Nobody knew you. Now you say you must be somebody. No, you are nothing. Inna khalaqna al-insan. We created you. And all this we gave you, naftali, to test you. Are you going to remember Allah? Did you come to do what you have to come to do? Or you got now drowned in your pride and arrogance? So Allah Rabbul Izzat is that great being that Allah Ta'ala creates us in the wombs of our mothers. And see what pious elders we got. Hazrat Qari Tayyab Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, the principal of Darul Uloom Deoband for many years, and he was known as Hakimul Islam. What knowledge Allah gave him, that he used to go and lecture sometimes in the universities to professors and scientists, and they had scientific minds. But the way he used to lecture them, they used to be the mind boggled. And from this we see we don't have to go to universities to learn ma'rifat of Allah. When you learn the ma'rifat of Allah, Allah's azma, greatness comes, then Allah opens your heart. And what uloom Allah will put, you can't understand. Hazrat Qari Tayyab Sahib Rahmatullahi gave one bayan, and he says, one lion in the jungle, he advised his baby cub that you mustn't be scared for anybody in this jungle. You the king of the jungle, but be scared for one thing. He said, what, my father? He said, be scared for a human being. So now this cub, it was in his mind all the time. So now he grew up little. He started moving around. So now he started seeing, he saw a bull. So he stopped the bull. He said, are you a human being? He said, no, I'm not a human being. I'm a bull. So he said, that's not a human being. Then what, my father, tell me, I must be scared. Who's this human being? So after a while, a camel went past, bigger than a bull, more taller. He stopped the camel. He said, who, you are a human being? He said, no, I'm not a human being. I'm a camel. So he said, now what's this human being? He carries on. He sees a giraffe, very tall, long animal. He says, are you a human being? He says, no, I'm not a human being. So what is? So he says, all the big, big fellows, they are not human beings. Who is this human being? He carries on like that in the jungle. He sees now buffaloes. He sees other animals. Then he sees a huge elephant. He says, no, this fellow, he must be a human being. He is the main man I have to be worried. He asks him, are you a human being? He says, no, I'm not a human being. So he says, then what? Now he says, who is this human being? As he carries on walking, he sees in the jungle one small man, one small boy there. So he says, can that be a human being? He says, no, all the big fellows can't be a human being. Where can that fellow? So he says, let me ask him. So he said, okay, he went, he asked him, are you a human being? He said, yes, I'm a human being. He says, my father told me to be scared for you. Oh, what must I be scared for you? He says, oh, your father gave you good advice. I'll show you what am I. So then he set up a trap for that lion. And in few minutes, the lion was caught in his trap. He says, now go out of the trap. He says, that's why your father told you. And from this also, many lessons we learn. We should learn from our elders. Don't think we are too intelligent. We want to make our own research. This lion got caught up in the trap. And he says, now how are you going to come out? Now with all your might, I'm so small, you could have leaped on me and finished me in one jump. But now I will finish you. And I will. So Allah gave us in the womb of our mothers one droplet of sperm. Allah put that one brain. Millions of bulls can't think like us. Millions of elephants can't think like us. All the animal kingdom in the world can't think like us. Allah Ta'ala gave us this ability to think, who is my Razzaq? Who is Allah? We get up daily, make that shukr that Allah, you didn't just give me life. You are my Razzaq. You took responsibility. وَمَا مِنْ دَابَةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. Every moving creature, I will see to their risk. Allahu Akbar. Like we see that small chick that came out from that palace, Imam Shafi rahmatullah was saying, how does that chick know that I have to peck on the ground and look for my risk? How is that? And when the baby is born, how does it know I have to look for my mother's breast? And when does Allah put milk in that breast? When that baby cries, according to the size of that baby, Allah makes the milk. Allah makes, when that baby is 1-2 days old, that milk is very slimy, not even milky. Who makes that? Allah knows what strength of food we need. Allah knows how much food. If we think that now I'm somebody very, our Shaykh puts it so beautifully, just think if you say now I'm a very wealthy man, I'm the main person in the town, etc. So I want to give dawah to the whole of Azadwar. Impossible. Who can ever do that? Or only all the Muslims. Nobody will be able to do that. And if a person say, okay, only the people in my street, I'll give them all dawah. Just think, on each day, you invite the family, but now you get the phone call, somebody tell you, I got BP, blood pressure, so please make a different diet for me. So you tell your wife, she say, okay, and forget each day, today, where we have gone. We think, we earning our risk, and we buying our own food, etc. In the month of Ramadan, where we supposed to be gaining the marifat of Allah, people are booking out restaurants for iftar. People are booking out restaurants for sehri time. People got time to have brides in a month of Ramadan and no time for the marifat of Allah. No time. So any case, if you think that you can, now you get another call that I'm a diabetic. I mean, please, I can't eat this food. So you tell your wife that make try and arrange for that. So now she tries and make arrangement. Another one for phone. I got this sickness. I'm a heart patient. I can't eat this and that. Then your wife say, rather cancel the dawah. Where we can cater for? Allah Ta'ala caters for the animals according to their diet. What elephants need to eat, Allah made it available. What insan needs to eat, and Allah gave insan, variety is the spice of life. Our dastarkhan is spread with all varieties. And Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala feeds us free of charge. Even we don't obey Allah's command. And Allahu Akbar. The work of Razzaq is only Allah. And what Razzaq means, not just to give your food at your door. Razzaq is that great being who will see that food goes down your throat and eat through your digestive system. Many times you'll see you carrying your grandchild or your own child and you gave him a sweet. You got a sweet in your mouth. Your grandchild takes his finger and pulls it out. And now he takes the sweet and put it in his mouth. So it shows that was not your risk. Allah told that was for him. And how Allah feeds, we can't imagine. Just take the example of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam made dua, Rabbi habli mulka la yambaghi li ahdi. Allah give me such a kingdom. Nobody before had a kingdom like that. Allah granted him. And obviously he was a great Nabi of Allah. So this kingdom didn't bring an iota of pride in his heart. But as he was getting the marifat of Allah, then Sulaiman al-Islam had control not only of human beings, jinnat, the whole animal kingdom. He knew their language. He controlled the winds and everything. He had a raft. He didn't need an airport to land. He just controlled the winds. Let's move. In one morning, Allah used to give him such a journey. The fastest jet in the world could not travel a whole month, but he used to traverse in one. One day it came to his mind that, "Oh Allah, now you gave me this kingdom, etc. Give me the opportunity to feed the creation of my country for 1 month." Allah Ta'ala said, "Oh Sulaiman," gave him, Allah Ta'ala sent wahi, "Sulaiman, just what you're requesting is not in your ability. I am Razzaq. Inna Allahu wa Razzaq. Zul Quwwatil Mateen. It is my might and power. It is only I can do that." Sulaiman alayhi salam begged Allah Ta'ala, "Oh Allah, if 1 month is not possible, then 1 week." Allah says, "Not 1 week is possible, oh Sulaiman." He carried on begging. He said, "Oh Allah, 1 day." Allah said, "1 day also, 3 meals, you can't feed any creation of mine." So he begged Allah Ta'ala again. He said, "Oh Allah, 1 meal at least." And so Allah Ta'ala said, "Okay Sulaiman, to make you to learn and Allah is the one who makes tarbiyat of his close friends. وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ مَا زَكَى مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحْدٍ أَبَدًا وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يُزَكِّي مَنْ يَشَاءُ." It is Allah who is the real murabbi. Allah doesn't just give us our bodily rizq. Allah gives us our spiritual rizq. And only Allah is the one who taught the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam marifat. And they taught it. So Sulaiman alayhi salam, Allah told him, "I give you 1 year. What all your resources I gave you, prepare and gather food for 1 whole year. Then you can give the creation of your town 1 meal. So imagine what resources he had, jinnas he had, overnight what palace he built for Bilqis, etc. So he gathered how lot food, how whole year. Then after 1 year he made dua, "Ya Allah, Sulaiman alayhi salam is ready, give me the opportunity." Allah said, "You ready?" Said, "Ji." Then Allah Ta'ala commanded one fish in the ocean, "Go." Sulaiman alayhi salam is giving a dawat. What one morsel, he ate all that food. And then he asked Sulaiman alayhi salam, "I need more." He said, "What kind of mehman you are? You came, you ate the food of the whole town, and then you're still asking for more." He says, "My Allah gives me for 1 meal 3 times that amount daily." That is our Allah. That is Allah who is Razzaq. And as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informs us, Hazrat teaches us, somebody complained to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "I have difficulty in my rizq." Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't say, "Look for another job." Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught him what Allah taught us, "Wa'amur ahlaka bis salah, wastabir alayha, la nas'aluka rizqa." You become firm on your salah. Teach your children to be firm on salah. We will take care of your rizq. So Allah is that Allah of ours, who is so magnificent, who is so kind, who's so generous. Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala is so generous, and Allah wants us to have these qualities. As you get the marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now you want to be in the company of Allah. You want to make the khidmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now this is the marifat that you will learn. How to make the khidmat of Allah. You want to make the khidmat of your mother, but you don't know how to make a khidmat. All that you know that you go to the school and just tell you, they teach you in the nursery, the school, etc., these stupid places, they go tell mom, "I love you. Dad, I love you." You come home, "Mom, I love you." After that, mom says, "Bring me one glass of water." "Oh, mom, I'm too busy. I'm playing my PlayStation." So is that love? We know you make khidmat of your mother according to her level. You make khidmat of your wife according to her level. Without knowing how to make khidmat of your wife, or Allahu Akbar. A person had a farm and he had animals. So every day he used to come home and he had his dog that used to sit outside his house door. When the master used to come home, the dog knew him so well, he used to jump up and used to jump on the master, etc. The other animals, donkey, saw the same thing. That, "Hey, this dog is so close to the master. And I also want to go and make khidmat of the master and welcome him." When he decided next day that before the dog come, "I must go and welcome the master like that and jump on the master." What he'll do to the master? The master will fall down dead. What khidmat will he do? So we have to, and this is marifat, ar-Rahman, fas'al bi khabira, learn about. That is why Allah sent Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when Sahaba gained the marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they knew, not for a friend. This is tasawuf, what was called ihsan, that anta'budallah ka'annaka tara, that you worship Allah as if you're seeing Allah. And not that only when you worship Allah, 24 hours you'll be thinking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La tulhim tijara, wa la bayunan zikrillah. In your house also, you'll be laughing and joking with your family. But the moment you know it's namaz time, now you're in a different mood. Now you get dressing. Now you want to know how to make khidmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and how to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then as Hazrat is explaining, that now you have to know the laws of Allah ta'ala. That is what you have to learn. Without learning the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how you going to know that how to, what is the law of Allah? And that law which Allah is pleased with. Allahu Akbar. Like after that, Sulaiman alayhi salatu was salam, when Allah gave him the opportunity to build the palace for Bilqis also, and he was going on his entourage, and the ant saw him coming, and the ant started making gush. وَقَالَتْ نَمْلَةُ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّمْلُ ادْخُلُوا مَسَاكِنَكُمْ. The one ant told the other ants, and he went around, get into your holes, get into your houses. لَا يَأْتِمَنَّكُمْ سُلَيْمَانُ وَجُنُودُهُ هُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. That Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam doesn't trample you, and he doesn't know about it. Because he's on his horse, or what, and he's with his army. Where are they going to see a small answer? And here from this also we learn, the friends of Allah, الَّذِينَ لَا يُعْزُونَ الزَّرْ وَلَا يَرْضَوْنَ الشَّرْ. That those are the people, when they get the marifat of Allah, they don't want to cause harm to an ant also. So the ant also knows, Sulaiman alayhi salam won't just kill us on his own. He won't know. So when Sulaiman alayhi salam heard this language of the ant, he said, Allahu Akbar, Rabbi awzi'ni an ashkura ni'mataka allati an'amta alayhi. Oh my Rabb, give me tawfiq to make shukr. What ni'mat you have given me. What ni'mat you blessed me. Wa an'amta alayhi wa ala walidayhi. And my parents. And this is shukr, that I come to know the commands of Allah Ta'ala. One and one. How, what is that shukr? One amala salihan tarda. And I do those good actions. How are we going to do good actions when we don't know the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And then you know about good actions, but to do it in a way, salihan tarza, that Allah is happy with me. Am I doing it according to the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? When sahaba learned the way of life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then wherever they used to go in the world, they used to meet in different gatherings, and somebody used to tell them, "Nuts, don't pick up this morsel on the floor. It's uncouth." And these are people that are up to date, high society people. What they used to say, "Atruku sunnat habibi li haula al humaka." These are foolish people. What they know about life? What they know? What is enjoyment of life? So they don't know the way of life of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that was Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. So Sulaiman alayhi salam is teaching us that this great quality will come in you, that you get the marifat of Allah, you will become a die-hard lover, and you will just realize, I got no option but just to be grateful to Allah, just to be making shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Then when we get up in the morning, automatically, Alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana. You will just automatically, Ya Allah, you gave me this life again. And what is my object and purpose of life? Hazrat Mawlana Kamaruzzaman Sahib Dawan Barakatum writes so beautifully that a person ponders and thinks, and when you get the marifat in the company of the friends of Allah, then every day you will acknowledge and say, Ya Allah, maqsood e man tu wa radai tu. My object of life that you gave me my life, it's for you. And what is that I want to please you? Wa radai tu. I must know how to please you. Wa amala salihan tarda. And after doing ibadat, etc., how Allah wants. Never ever think that, no, my ibadat is accepted. Never ever think that I am a great wali of Allah Ta'ala. وَادْخِلْنِي بِرَحْمَتِكَ فِي عِبَادِكَ الصَّالِحِينَ. Oh Allah, out of your mercy. Sulaiman was a Nabi of Allah. He is in the mercy of Allah. But still making dua, oh Allah, enter me in your mercy. وَادْخِلْنِي بِرَحْمَتِكَ. And make me amongst your pious servants. So this is when a person starts gaining marifat of Allah. And now you come to learn and you realize that I have to learn the laws of Allah Ta'ala. And that I get from the Darul Ulum, from starting from the Maktab, etc. Then to know what pleases Allah and what doesn't please Allah. Uski tahqeeq ke baghair, uski bandagi nahi. Without knowing this, how are you going to be the slave of Allah? And the greatest position is to be the slave of Allah Ta'ala. Look at the position of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. The greatest position of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is that he is the slave of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught the ummah how to be the slave of Allah, how to be an abd, abdiyate kamil, to become a pure slave of Allah. And that is one of the reasons that till today when we go make ziyarat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we beg Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, make dua that Allah, let me love like a slave, how you taught the ummah. How you taught us to love like a slave. That when Allah gives me my food, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the king of both the world, Sayyidul Anbiya, he says, Allah, give me my food. I sit on the floor like a humble servant. I sit in the squatting position. I sit in an attahiyat position. And I realize, oh my Allah, I'm not worthy of this. You gave me this food, not like us. We get little, some position. I'm now a big director of the company, etc. Now I can't sit on the floor. Now I must sit on a big armchair. I must sit on couches. And sadly, now we just think for myself that we go to Haramain Sharifain. We're more worried which hotel I'm booked in and what breakfast. And then we don't think that let me rather get that breakfast in my room and sit on the floor and eat. No, we'll sit in that restaurant, mixed with everybody. And then we don't realize we're breaking hundreds of sunnahs right in front of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then this is the cause. Our Shaykh says generally we blame others for something something that is blocked in our life. But actually if we look at the root cause, it's myself. How did I go make ziyarat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? In those hotels I'm talking of myself and didn't even think, did the pain come in my heart that how I'm eating on an armchair. And then people, how they dish out the food. And if you take anything from the restaurant, and we eat with our eyes, not with our stomachs. And we fill our plates, and half of it we can't eat. And so many poor people around, they throw all that food in the dustbin. Just like that. And who is the cause? It is we. So when Allah blocked the doors and this pandemic of COVID, but everything is from Allah. Inil hukmu illa lillah. Allah wa kazalika nuwalli ba'da zalimina ba'da. When we come to know Allah Ta'ala, we'll know when we oppress ourselves, Allah will put greater oppressors upon us. And they will block us from Allah's house also. And then we'll say, what is happening? So we have to turn back to Allah, come to know what Allah Ta'ala loves, and become the humble slaves of Allah. Or jo bandagi na bajana hai, banda nahi, or bari. And when that person doesn't want to learn Allah's command, and then he doesn't want to learn how to please Allah, gain the marifat of Allah, then that is not a person that is worth called a slave. And that is what Allah Ta'ala says, wa ibadur rahman, that they are all, everybody is my slave, all everybody is my servant. But who are my special servants? Allah made their nisbat to Allah, Ibadur Rahman, the servants of Rahman. And people like myself who think that we don't need to come to Khanka, etc. Allah says, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَصْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. All my servants, those who went in the wrong direction, transgressed my laws, still my door is not closed. Don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Just come to the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Learn who Allah ta'ala is. You'll be a die-hard lover. And then you want to know how to make Allah's khidmat. How to please Allah. That also Allah ta'ala gave us on a golden tray. When Shah Ahmad Shaheed rahmatullah alayhi says that the greatest or bari bandagi namaz hai. Ke badoon uske koi bandagi kabool nahi. The greatest way to be the slave of Allah, Allah gave us namaz. And that is why Allah took Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the heavens. Subhanallahi asra. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed us abdiyat. Allah took him where? To the heavens. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought the gift back to us. That we also get this golden gift. And we become the true slaves of Allah ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Subhanallah bihamdi. Subhanakallah bihamdi. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.